Yo. What's up, fam? Riley Hott here, your daily dose of real talk, back with another episode of Self Care RX where we're not afraid to get deep, messy, and a little bit uncomfortable. Because let's be real, Gen Z, sometimes self-care feels more like self-judgment. You know the drill. Scrolling through Insta and feeling like you're failing at life. That constant pressure to be perfect, kill it in school, crush your side hustle, and have an aesthetic that rivals a Gucci campaign. Yeah, I've been there. And today, we're tackling something that hits harder than that Monday morning hangover self-forgiveness. Ever feel like you're stuck replaying past mistakes on a loop? Like guilt is this clingy ex who just won't leave you alone. You know that feeling when your brain's on autopilot and all it does is whisper, "Remember that time you messed up? Yeah, you're still a loser." Well, guess what? It's time to hit the delete button on that negativity. Here's the deal. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or making excuses for your actions. It's about acknowledging your mistakes, learning from them, and choosing not to let them define you. We all mess up, it's literally part of being human. You drop the ball? Okay, life happens. You said something you regretted? Ugh, we've all been there. But holding onto the guilt is like carrying around a backpack full of bricks. It weighs you down and keeps you from moving forward. Here are 5 things to remember about self-forgiveness. Number 1. It takes practice, fam. This isn't some overnight magic trick. Be patient with yourself, just like you'd be patient with a friend going through the same thing. Start small. Maybe it's acknowledging that you made a mistake without beating yourself up. Maybe it's letting go of resentment towards someone who wronged you. Number 2. It's about self-compassion, not self-pity. Feeling bad for yourself is one thing, but constantly wallowing in negativity won't get you anywhere. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a friend. Remember that inner voice? Yeah, that one that's judging you relentlessly. Time to shut it down. Number 3. It's about taking responsibility for your actions. This doesn't mean dwelling on the past, but it does mean owning up to your mistakes and making amends when necessary. Apologize when you're wrong, learn from your experiences, and move forward with a clear conscience. Number 4. Forgive yourself even when it feels impossible. Trust me, I get it. Sometimes those feelings of guilt and shame feel like they are permanently etched on your soul. But here's the thing, holding on to the anger and resentment only hurts you in the long run. It keeps you trapped in a cycle of negativity. So let it go, even if it feels impossible. You deserve peace. And number 5. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, moments where you slip up, and days when you feel like giving up. But don't give up. Keep practicing self-compassion, keep taking responsibility for your actions, and keep reminding yourself that you are worthy of love and forgiveness. Think about the time you totally bombed a presentation in class. The awkward silence, the stares from your crush, the feeling like everyone just saw right through you. Yeah, I've been there too. But here's the thing, chances are nobody remembers it as vividly as you do. Life moves fast, people forget things, and they definitely don't hold grudges over a bad presentation unless you really, really bombed it. So, how about this? Give yourself the same grace and understanding that you'd offer someone else who had a rough day. You're human, mistakes happen. That's what makes life interesting. The real key is to learn from those experiences, move on with your head held high, and remember you are capable of amazing things. And hey, if you're still struggling with self-forgiveness, don't hesitate to reach out for help. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, seek professional guidance, or find a support group where you can connect with others who understand what you're going through. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. So, fam, let's ditch the guilt trip and start celebrating our wins, big and small. Don't let past mistakes define your future. Embrace your imperfections, learn from them, and keep moving forward with that fire in your belly. Hit me up on TikTok at Riley Hott Podcast and tell me about a time you had to forgive yourself. No judgment, just real talk. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this episode like it's the truth bomb you needed today. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.